Let's bring in super friend of the show, Brian Anderson. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. BA, did you watch the game last night?
Oh, every pitch. Every pitch. And I got to tell you, outside of some special games that I was able to be on the call for, that was the best baseball game. And obviously because of the way that it ended. But that was the best baseball game that I can remember watching off the top of my head, pitch for pitch. I mean, since I was a kid, that was absolutely incredible. Just the you feel good with Class A on the mound, and then all of a sudden it gets tight. You know how it all played out. That was incredible theater last night. And, of course, Cleveland comes out on top and makes a series of it. Absolutely bedlam, I'm sure, at Progressive Field.
B.A. Phelps here. How unlikely? I mean, the whole thing's so unlikely, but think about the guys who hit the home runs. Jonkenzie Noel, who gets called up this year, and David Fry, who last year makes the team and makes an all-star team this year, and everybody's like, who is this guy? And look what he's ended up doing. It's unbelievable.
It is. And the flair for the dramatic from David Fry. I mean, he's had some big hits, big home runs for this team, you know, down through September and obviously into the playoffs. But, yeah, it was so fun to watch. I mean, being down to your final strike, I mean, two outs, two strikes, bottom of the ninth, and I'm telling you, the pitch was thrown, the ball was hit. As soon as the ball came off the bat, knowing who swung the bat, you knew the result. You knew the result, and it was like so surreal to see it go into the stands, and I started yelling because I had the kids last night. I started yelling for the kids to get up. They were in bed, and they came running back out there. Oh, yeah. They came running back out into the living room and, you know, hit the rewind button, and they were going crazy. It was what a moment. What a moment. And really, you felt at that point, you can't let this one get away. They will close the door here. They have to. That's such a dramatic home run to tie it up. They've got to finish the job, and they certainly did that.
All right, Brian, so obviously, like, I have a very short track mind, and so every time I hear Jeff Francoeur call Brian Anderson the play-by-play guy, BA, I always turn my head to think if it's you, and then I try to figure it out. So here's what I want you to do. I wanted you to listen to Brian Anderson, the play-by-play guy from TBS, his call of the game-winning home run, and I want you to give me a grade on that. All right, B.A., what'd you think of his call last night?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, it caught all of the emotion. The ball off the bat, you could tell by the way his voice went up. He knew. He knew the result, but you got to let it play out. And you let it play out, walk off, lights up the Cleveland night. I thought it was perfect. It was funny because I was in the car early, about an hour ago, and had it on one of the national stations, and they were playing that same call. And it's funny how the really good ones have a knack for nailing it.
Well, just to make sure that everyone's got it covered, we have the other Brian Anderson on the line, PA from TBS. Did you like his assessment?
Nice compliment there, Brian.
Way to go.
God, man, that could have gone really bad for me. Because I know you guys didn't tell him I was coming on here, so geez. Brian James.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you, buddy?
I am doing well. How are you?
Man, it's great to hear your voice. You know, it's been our dream forever to work together, guys. We've planned this. We've gone back channel. Everybody's afraid. We've done a few pregame shows together, but everybody's afraid to put us together. There's too much Brian Anderson for people, and, you know, that's understandable.
We know why. Having had both of you on the show a lot, you guys have way too much fun. BA with TBS, I'm getting compliments like crazy from my buddies. BA from Tampa Bay, people are loving the fact that you're with us all the time. And guys, I got to tell you, last night in BA from TBS, I thought this. When Ron Darling last night said, that might be the best baseball game I've ever seen. I thought,
yeah, he's been in a few.
That says something, doesn't it?
That's the 86 Mets Ron Darling saying that too. That struck me as well. And yeah, let me give you an idea of what Brian James Anderson is going through today, because I get it all the time. Whenever he says something on his Tampa Bay broadcast about the Yankees on social media, you know, people just confuse us. So I get all the hate. And so everybody who thinks I'm rooting against their team, which inevitably comes up, you know, I'm sure the other BA is getting bombarded with, why do you hate my team so much? So that's it. We always get all the love and the hate on the social media channels for each other, which, you know, I feel bonded in that way. And we're not the only two, by the way. There's many of us out there. The player Brian Anderson, the former Chicago White Sox Brian Anderson. So they're all labeled in my phone in order of age,
so,
which means I'm BA1 and he's BA2.
All right. So what have I got you by a year? 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year. Maybe. Yeah, oh, I'm older for sure.
All right, so the older Brian Anderson on this one then. I got to tell you, I think it's the greatest compliment in the world that you're taking heat from Yankees or Guardians fans, because during the other series, during the last series for the Guardians against the Tigers, my wife goes, "Man, does he want the Tigers to win?" I go, if you're saying that, that means he's doing his job, because he's doing both sides exactly the same. So you got the greatest compliment without knowing it while you were calling it, and it was happening in Cleveland at the time. But, I mean, if you're getting grief from one side or the other, that does mean you're doing your job, and you've evoked emotion, my friend. So outstanding for you.
It's something that, and BA knows this as well, but this is not a new thing. Like, this happens every year, especially in the postseason. I remember talking to Ernie Harwell about when he was calling Brooklyn Dodger games, getting hate mail, written letters about him not rooting for his own team. Like, that's in the 50s. So when the medium was pretty new. So, you know, if Ernie Harwell and Vin Scully, I've had many of these conversations with Vin Scully. It is, you know, we celebrate success. Now, when we work for our own teams, I still work for the Brewers, but when we work for our own teams, everything's slanted in that perspective. But, you know, BA's really fair on the Rays broadcast. He calls it like he sees it. And sometimes that comes across as he's against us or he's against my team, and that's perfectly fine. Like, we understand the territory we're in, and that is no problem. We celebrate success, and whoever that success happens to be with, if I'm on a national game and if your team is the one that the success is happening against, it's going to feel like I'm against your team just by the nature of it. But that's okay. So we're all big boys, and we can handle that part of it.
Both guys.
Yeah,
go ahead, BA. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, BA is absolutely right. You know, you try to play it right. I try to play it down the middle, even during the Rays broadcast, which when you say that, hey, if the slant's not there, you get that feeling of, hey, you're against us. That happens from time to time with me, with Tampa, but it's typically coming from the Rays clubhouse. Sometimes they're not a big fan of playing it down the road and telling it like it is.
So, Geneva, BA, my question for you is, does anyone think you're doing these games?
You know what? At the beginning of a series, every year, yes, somebody would be like, hey, I didn't know you were, and I'm like, no. It's the true professional, BA, who is the national guy, okay? He does the NCAA tournament. He does all sorts of, you know, just big-time games. He's the national play-by-play guy. It's not me. I'm going to sit back and enjoy listening to him call a game and watch some baseball. But, yes, inevitably, a couple of people every year will be like, hey, I didn't know you were on the call. And I'm like, well, it's because I'm not.
So,
and I get just the opposite. So I get the how dare you try to talk about anything on a baseball field? You never played, or you were a major. You know, you. I get that. You're not like the other Brian Anderson.
Well, hold on a second, though. Yeah, but weren't you? You were in college in Texas, right? And you were a year ahead of me playing ball because you said you had gotten some phone calls when I got drafted, and you're like,
That was my first introduction. I got probably 10 congratulatory phone calls about getting drafted, because I did play college baseball, but I was not left-handed. I was a catcher at a small college in Texas. And, man, I mean, people would call me. This is long before social media and texting, but I got literal phone calls with congratulatory messages that I'd been drafted. I think, who drafted you, BA? The Diamondbacks?
The Angels. Angels.
Oh, the Angels, right, the Angels. Yeah. And so I kept getting like all the – I got a phone call from an Angel scout who said, man, you know, I missed this, but congratulations, best of luck to you and your endeavors. And I'm just like, man, I need to go sign this contract ASAP. When I show up, as a 5'9" right-handed pitcher, and they thought they drafted a lefty who was a stud. How disappointed! But as long as the check cashes, you know, it'll be good.
Speaking of checks, did one of you got the other guy's check right at one point by mistake?
I got multiple of Brian James.
Yeah. Yes, and I've gotten. I think that happened.
That was common.
Yeah, I got a national game that you did a few years back, and I think it was Cincinnati and St. Louis. And I opened that up, and I'm like, no, that's not me. So who am I going to have to send this back to?
Did you think about cashing it?
Or get to the bank quickly.
Yeah, get to the bank, man.
Here's what I'm going to do. I know. By the way, your game rate is very impressive. Very impressive, sir. Very impressive.
That's the opposite approach. I got one of Brian James' checks, and I cashed that sucker as fast as I could and let them work it out. So
he's like, I got a Happy Meal for this.
The all-time greatest the mix-up was we used to always go when I was working under the Fox family before I did, you know, primarily TS. We all would go to Terranea down in L.A. for our seminar, and B.A. got there before I did. I was coming from an NBA game. And he had his whole family with him, and they're like, oh, well, there are two rooms under Brian Anderson. Do you want us to just combine that and give you the villa, the suite overlooking the ocean? He's like, sure.
No.
I don't have a room.
No. This is what's really funny. When I checked in, they didn't even ask me. The guy that was working behind the counter said, hey, by the way, we saw that you had two reservations, your name, so we just went ahead and put you in a villa. I wasn't even thinking straight. And so I'm like, oh, great. So they gave me the keys to this thing. I'm going to tell you, it was absolutely an incredible room, but it was later that night when you checked in and they called and said, oh, by the way, and there were no rooms left. And I think I even extended an offer for you to stay, and my family was not with me. You could have stayed on the other side of this room. I wouldn't have even known you were there.
We could have snuggled.
we could have snuggled before the big meeting.
This would have been okay. Jeff Rancourt's biggest nightmare or happiest night of his life, because he'd just say BA, and you'd be like, what?
Yeah, it's a beautiful game. It's a beautiful game, and the common names, like, you know, I'm very close with Allie LaForce, as you guys know, husband Joe Smith, and you know, Joe Smith and I, we show up at a golf course, and you know, there's a dozen of us out there, like, what club are you from? And there's plenty of Joe Smiths and Brian Anderson. So, and it's an honor to be a part of the Brian Anderson club.
What? I feel the same way. You know what the ironic thing is about that? Joe Smith went to Wright State, which is where I went to school.
Yes.
So I've done some events with Joe. Yes.
That's awesome.
Joe has drunk texted me many times thinking he's talking to you. and it's always funny.
Oh,
I was
going
to say, if you're getting the drunk text, there's something good behind it. There's no doubt.
Can I interrupt the merriment for one baseball thing?
Oh, I forgot we were on the radio.
Yeah, me too.
You guys must have a commercial or break to go to or something.
Let me ask you both this. How much fun is it in the postseason, just as baseball fans, for all of us, for you guys, to watch the way these guys are managing the heck out of these games? Let's start in Tampa. It's been so fascinating. We've been doing a bit on it. Let's second guess the manager. We've done it every game, and it's been so much fun.
Well, listen, you know, a lot of these guys, they've got the script going in. They know game situations, what matchups they want coming out of the pen. You know that, for the most part, these managers are not afraid to turn to that bullpen early and often. We've seen it all postseason long, and they've got a real good idea of how they want to do it. But still, the game comes at you fast, and to see the moves that are being made and to sit at home and second-guess them, ooh, this is a little too early. You know, it was like in that last series, when A.J. Hinch, you know, brought in Job, the Jackson Job, the young kid, who had had four innings total, he brings him into a 1-0 to protect the 1-0 lead on the road late in the game. And I'm sitting at home going, no. You want to bring him in down 1-0, 2-0, get his feet wet, whatever. This could backfire. And I think we were even texting about that. And it certainly did. However, you know, they ended up getting bailed out, I think, in that ball game. So it ended up working out for him. But it's been a lot of fun to sit back and see how these managers are going to do things because you know they're going to be active and you know that there are a ton of moves that are going to be made. And I think that this, for me, this postseason, for the most part, I mean, we've had some blowouts here recently, but for the most part, this postseason has been on the edge of your seat baseball. It has been so fun to watch, and you just hope that that continues all the way through the end.
And we both have the teams that we cover, the Rays and the Brewers, play this kind of baseball too. And so it is the modern game. And there are moves made very early. And I think what's beautiful about this game right now, unlike other sports, and it's always kind of been that way, but it's even more that way now because you're relying on, especially for smaller market teams or mid-market teams, you're relying on players that don't have a whole lot of experience, a rookie in Noel, a second-year player in Fry. But in the other sports, you know, MJ's not passing the ball to Jack Haley for the final shot. Mm-hmm. But in baseball, your spot's coming up. Like, you're going to get your turn. So if you're on that roster, there's going to be a moment. And Pedro Avila last night had his moment. Yeah. Johnkinsie Noel had his moment. And David Fry had his moment. And yes, Judge and Stanton, the superstars, had their moments. They'll get their turn too. But you can be the last guy on a roster and still have your moment in the playoffs. And the game is littered with moments like that throughout time. Mark Lemke comes to mind. There are so many examples of that. David Eckstein, you're going to get your chance. And that's what's beautiful about the game in its current state too. More of those guys are getting those opportunities to make a name for themselves.
Gentlemen, we have run out of time, but this is what I do want to see. When the Brewers and the Rays play, you guys need to do a first pitch together. You got a catcher and a pitcher. Why wouldn't we do this?
I would do that.
Let's get a marketing person on this. Come on.
Good move.
He's going to put one right off my shin, though. See, he still has good command, so...
It's just
next year you guys come to us so we can get this in the hopper, get it working.
I'm all in, and Cleveland Radio's welcome to join. We'll have to explain all that, but
no one's going to understand
Brewers
it.
Rays party.
Maybe you guys could do it here. It would be very bizarre, though. Yeah. Gentlemen, thank both of you. I appreciate you. We're listening forward to hearing your call tonight on TBS as well.
The play-by-play. See you guys. Great hearing from you, BA. So
all right, boy. Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll come back. We've got a little bit more coming up here. That was your double shot of Brian Anderson here in the noon hour on KRK.
We didn't have to say a word.
No, it was great. All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about what they had to say. Ellis Burks is going to join us. Kevin Stefanski's press conference. And, of course, quick predicts coming up at the end of the show. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Indians' Brian Anderson didn't know we were going to have the other Brian Anderson on at the same time, so he was kind of like, whoa, what's going on? So that was awesome. Those two together, I'd love to hear those two call a game together. I think they'd be great.
Would there be a baseball game going on?
No, we would just listen to conversation the whole time.
They're great guys. And they're both terrific broadcasters, and they're both really good guys.
It is really confusing. In the beginning of a series, though, like I would get confused. Tropical Storm looked at me the other day, and he goes, wait a minute, that's Brian Anderson during the beginning of the Tiger series. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, well, that's not the same Brian Anderson you introduced me to. And I was like, no. He goes, it's confusing. And like, maybe just you and I get confused when Frank Gore starts saying BA. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, Brian Anderson, right? So it'd be like, I don't know. I just think it's interesting for us to be able to hear both those guys together. That was fun. And yeah. Looking forward to it. I want to thank Brian Anderson, the play-by-play guy. You'll be able to hear the game tonight from him and watch it on TBS. And then, obviously, the other Brian Anderson joins us every Friday, and he is the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays, but we know him and love him as a former Indians pitcher and a Geneva native. So let's get into the game a little bit, Jeff, and I still want to have some more of your reaction. Ellis Burks is going to join us. I don't know if there's another Ellis Burks we can hop on the line to have him join, too.
I don't believe there is.
All right, I just want to make sure.
Try to find one.
Make sure on that.
Might have a relative.
Cody, get the phone book.
Just find one Ellis Burks. Do you know what a phone book is?
I know what a phone book is. I just haven't seen one in like 20 years. And it was like a toddler the last time I saw a phone book.
How old were you?
24.
And you remember seeing a phone book? Okay.
As I said, I was like 4 years old.
Just want the record to show.
He was 4 years old. He was looking for leads.
Just want the record to show my back hurts more now that he just said that.
Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, I want to get into tonight's game. I do want to take a couple phone calls real quick because I know there's been folks hanging on the line for a long, long time. Phyllis is in North Royalton. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, let's just talk about those Guardians last night.
Go for it.
How about it? No, kudos out to Stephen Vogt and his staff. I mean, that's what you really call a leader. I mean, I think that being at the game and after they gave up, Clase gave up those two home runs, I think, you know, it was just really disappointing. But the camaraderie on the team and what Stephen Vogt said, these are incredible guys, and they just never quit. And so I think, you know, that could not have happened at a better day after the release of the Browns moving out to Brook Park, right? I mean, I think everybody was down on that.
For some reason, the mayor thought yesterday was a really good day to let everybody know. So I have no idea why that was such a pressing thing at City Hall. I mean, it's not like...
We haven't talked about it for a year.
Yeah, but they had to do it before the game. So that's why I'm glad the Guardians came back and stole the Thunder last night.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And again, I think that, you know, when you have the Cavaliers team there and cheering for the Guardians, I mean, that's what you call, you know, unity of a city. And, you know, where are all the Browns team members and you know,
at practice getting ready for a game, Phyllis? That's where we want them because they're 1-5 and we need them to get going. Phyllis, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Phyllis.
Kevin is in Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, good. You?
Fantastic. Couldn't be any better. Are you kidding me? This is a great day to be a Cleveland fan. Come on.
That's right.
Now we're talking.
Andy, I want to assure you, by the way, in my section, which was 448, I saw no Yankees fans. So we were all rooting for Cleveland. So
they had some good seats last night because I could see them periodically in the background. You know, they can always find them. It's not that it's weird because I'm wondering what was there. I couldn't pick it up from the radio because I was listening to the radio for a little bit. Then I went back to the TV. When the Yankees took the lead, I haven't really asked anybody what was the mood of the. I'm sure I can assume what the ballpark was like, but were there Yankee fans that stood out last night when they took the lead?
Well, you know, Yankee fans are like cockroaches. Just when you think you get rid of them, one of them just crawls right out. You know, you can't stop it. So
that's good. Pretty good smack there, Kev.
Good job,
Kev.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, in my section, I tell you what, we were a little upset. You know, everyone was a little bit down. But the funny thing was my wife looked over me when Noel came in, and she goes, "Who's this guy?" And I said, "Well, he's the guy that gives souvenirs to the people in the outfield." And sure enough, man, when he hit that, the roar that went up in that stadium reminded me of back in the 90s. I'm not kidding. I mean, it was a roar that went up. It was awesome. It was fantastic. High-fiving each other. It was such an electric moment. And then when Fry hit it, oh, my God. I mean, it was a thunder in that stadium. It was incredible. I mean, what a great game to be at. It was, wow. I mean,
Kevin, I don't know what's better, the game or the fact that you are in the good graces with your wife. Congratulations on that. Nice job, Kev. That's like winning a doubleheader. Outstanding. All right, we got news. Go.
Jerome Ford, Ronnie Hickman both sit out practice today for the third straight day. Center Ethan Posick has practiced for the second straight day. So Kevin Stefanski, we assume, will be somewhere in that 120, 130 area. You'll hear from him live in Berea. Usually he gives you who's in and who's out for the game for that press conference. But it's sounding like Ethan Posick might be heading the right direction for the Browns.
Ellis Burks next, Baskin and Phelps. Oh, there you have it. We're still riding high from last night's win. of the Guardians over the Yankees, 7-5. Fantastic show we've had so far. Travis Hafner joined us. He'll be throwing out the first pitch at tonight's game, so make sure you're in your seats at 7:58. If he brings a tennis racket or a fungo bat out with him to the pitcher's mound and starts hitting him out before he throws him out, then you'll know where that came from.
You can blame us.
It came from this show. First pitch is scheduled for 8:08. 8:08. So Gavin Williams gets a start for the Guards tonight. We'll see. You got two pitchers going tonight in Gill. Again, Williams, both guys have, limited time against each other to be able to see each other. So it'll be new for both these guys, and it'll be new for the batting orders as well. Again, he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Ellis Burke's supposed to join us here in just a few moments. We're also going to have Kevin Stefanski's press conference. And then it's also, since we did a double shot of BA, we'll do a double shot tonight for game four of the show of the ALCS. It's still the show, isn't it? You get called up to the show. So we'll do a quick predicts for that. So you'll give us score of Guardians, Yankees, and then a headline, and then you do Browns, Bengals, and then Monday morning's headline. So Saturday morning's headline, Sunday morning's headline, give us the score. Please make sure you get the score in the right order. Do not say Guardians win 1-3, because then it doesn't count, and we don't do that on the
show. It doesn't count?
Oh, no, it's Broadcasting 101. You're the one that implemented this rule, whether you realize it or not.
I didn't know that there was a it didn't count.
Oh, no. We will not count your score, but if you immediately correct it and you say, okay, Guardians win 3-1, it's good, but you have to do it before we throw it out. Because if you just call up and you say, Guardians won 1-3, come on, man, you can't do that, right? That's a cringer.
It is Sportscasting 101.
That is a cringer. Let's take a couple phone calls here while we're waiting for Ellis. Curtis is in Cleveland. Hi, Curtis.
Curtis.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Good. What's up? You know my good friend Jeff over here, right? He says hello
to see you, Curtis. Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, little Jeff. Hey, man, listen. You know I ain't no manager, so I don't really like a second-guessing manager, but I called you yesterday, and I said he got to figure out a way to get Manzardo and Fry in the lineup at the same time. Now, they both hit 2-1 homers yesterday, but this alternating of stuff that he's doing is driving me crazy. He can put Fry as a catcher, but Rosano
can't put Fry in as a catcher. He's hurt. He's hurt. His elbow's a mess.
Oh, shoot. Well,
I just stole your thunder, didn't I?
Yeah, I take back everything I said. other than that, he did good. He got it to Claude Say. He get one out in the eighth inning to pitch the night. I mean, he did it. They only gave him one run. The pitching was outstanding.
Amen, Curtis. I don't know what else to say other than amen. Good job. Curtis, have a great weekend. Right. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, Curtis.
Larry is in Cleveland, 216-474-0092. Larry.
It's so bothering us, man. Man, the Guardians showed last night why they came in first place. They showed that resilience, man. Cleveland is back. Man, them guys, they stick together. They hold on. And I like the coach, that general manager, man, the coach. He made adjustments, man. He relied on a rookie, and a rookie came through. Man, we got a judge, man. Man, this ain't normal. You got to get help to him. Man, he got confidence, and he can't – the whole team – man, we got a squad. We go to World Series. Watch how they are growing every game. They got confidence, and then on top of that, man, the Yankees had them at the though they had them at the bottom. They looked themselves up, man. Keep going, Guardians. Let's go, man. Yeah,
Larry, man, can you get passionate about this team?
Show
man?
Some excitement for a change, Larry.
I don't feel any passion from you on this. Good job, Larry.
You and Curtis, man, you couldn't be any more dull. Guys just have no enthusiasm.
There's just no energy there.
None.
I'm not going with it. Mike is in Solon. Hi, Mike.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey. I've 2-1 in the playoffs. I went to the first Detroit game, and then I went to the game last night. And you know what I got in for last night? $53.
Wow.
But anyway, John Kenzie, that home run, it was just like a home run he hit against Pittsburgh, dude. Off majestically into the night. And I got to say that, dude, B.A.'s call was better than Tom Hamilton's. What do you think?
I don't know.
Congratulations to both. You did a great job.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm not going there.
There's no prize.
That was good.
Rafa's was good, too, man.
I didn't understand much of Rafa's.
You weren't supposed to. I can't listen. That phone line is way over my. It's like. Some people have AT&T, some people have Verizon, some people, he's got overmodulated cellular service. Mario. Hi, Mario.
Mario?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
Hey, that was I heard Jeff say this, but that might have been the best baseball game I ever watched. After wow. I seen Judge and Stanton and Soto, and they got up, I said, oh, man, it's about to be over. Only thing to probably come close, that Rodgy Davis Grand Slam in the World Series was tough. But last night, man, that gave me 95. You know, that gave me the old school vibes, man. Like, it was a great game to watch. I think we got the energy, man. I think like, we're going to take it. No, we got to take it, man. That bat flip from Big Christmas, whoa. Hey, I'm excited. That was probably the best ball game that I've seen. I'm not even going to lie. But that's all I got, guys. Thanks.
Hey, Mario, Rajay Davis is going to be on the afternoon show today.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that either. So we're standing by for Ellis Burks. We'll see if he is able to join us. I do know he was playing golf this afternoon, so he might have been in the middle of a good shout. So, I mean, look, if I was playing golf and I was actually having a really good round, I don't think I would call you, Jeff.
Travis was sitting in an airport waiting for a plane.
That's true.
He had time.
And
that's our kind of guest.
See, that's what we want.
Sitting in hotels.
Time to kill? Brian Anderson in Cleveland? Getting ready for the game tonight?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll talk to you clowns.
Time to kill, basket, and Faust. 10-2.
That's our new promo. I like it. Are you concerned about the pitching staff tonight, Jeff?
Andy, I've been concerned about the pitching staff since, beginning of April.
When we realized that the five guys that were supposed to be starting,
there's one of them still left.
Good luck to anyone that doesn't know who knows who our starters are other than TBA and TBD. Those are our two favorite starters right now. I am happy that we got significant time last night out of Boyd. To think that he went five innings, I mean, that's a miracle.
Well, it could have gone six.
Probably.
Probably could have gone seven. But, hey, this is the way Stephen Vogt has managed this team in games like this. And I can't argue with it. You know, like the other day when we did Second Guess the Manager and we talked about taking Tanner Bibee out before the second inning was even over. And I said, man, I didn't like that move at all. But I can't argue with it. I can't. You're managing for your playoff life. You're trying to win that game. And Tanner didn't have it that day. And he took him out. And I thought, man, okay, that's a bold move. I don't like taking the starter out in the second. And in the regular season, you wouldn't have. But Stephen Vogt was trying to win that game. Good for him. And I would like to say, could say, that he's using, going to the bullpen just a little earlier every time. And, this guy's being asked to do something he didn't do. And then this guy is, and this guy is, and this. Except it's kind of working, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're three wins away from going to the World Series. Now, I know the Yankees are two, but imagine that. You're three wins away from going to the World Series.
Are you rolling out the same lineup tonight or no? What are you doing? It's a righty-righty. I mean, the last night they started righty, tonight they're starting righty.
Hard-pressed not to.
Are you trying to figure out a way to get Fry? I hate to say it.
I might start Bo Naylor tonight. I don't think I would start Schneeman. I think I would probably start Will Brennan. And I know that screams that David Fry and John Kenzie Noel are sitting on the bench right now. I'd start Manzardo. Imagine that. The two heroes from last night might not be in the lineup today.
Well,
that's possible.
I'm going to throw this option. I want to hear your option too, Dan, on this. Can you play Manzardo at first base?
Why would you?
Because Naylor can't hit the ball right now. He is not really struggling, Jeff.
I wouldn't. Josh Naylor, without him, you're not here. I'm playing him. The only thing I wonder, it looked like he
tweaked. And that way you can have Fry and Manzardo in the lineup.
Looked like he tweaked something last night on that stretch on the Jimenez ball. Looked like he tweaked something. I hope he's okay. Andy, you got to start Josh Naylor.
I think you have to start Josh Naylor and hope that he gets one swing to get this thing rolling and maybe can just start cooking again. Because, man, that dude is colder than cold right now.
Right in the middle of
the lineup. Had two hits in game two.
I don't know. It's just, it'd be interesting to see. I think I would go back with the same lineup I started last night. I'd go right back at the same thing and then.
Schneeman?
Why not?
Not Will Brennan?
Well.
Brennan had a double last night.
Yeah, Schneeman didn't do anything at the plate last night. So, yeah. Or Noel.
Imagine that the two come heroes from Noel? Last night because of the because going lefty righty like he does not be in the lineup.
I love having Noel to be able to bring him off the bench, especially after last night. But if you think he can get you a hit compared to Schneeman, then maybe he's got a tough decision. I can't wait till the lineups come out. All right, we'll come back. We do want to talk about the other big story yesterday. The announcement of the Browns heading out to Brook Park, or at least everything seems to be lined up to make that happen, especially after the mayor's office decided to have a press conference right before Game 3 of the ALCS. 216-474-0092, Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.